Kotetera Masse, page 176. Okay, we're in the first column. 8 lines from the end of the page. First column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining to understand why Masse is plural. When they went out of Egypt, there was only one. And he said, we need to understand the Membe's Masois. As he explained, the level of Midbar represents Klipa. The whole Membe's Masois for the Jews to refine all the levels of Klipa. And he's explaining that the Goyim are Yonik, Klipa is Yonik from the level of Cyrus, which is very extremely limited and doesn't hurt when you cut or shear the wool and so on. So he says, but a person, Ayid, I mean, because he's born in B'tzalmenu Kid Musenu, because he's creating the image of Hashem, therefore he can elevate all these levels of evil. So he says, Ine, Inyin, Tzalmenu Kid Musenu, this Inyin of Tzalmenu, our form, and in the image of Hashem, in the form of Hashem, Hu Bechinis Yichudi, Lov Yichudi Tata. It's a higher level of unity and a lower level of unity. The Musenu is the Yichud Tata. In our form, is a lower level of Yichud. Shubachinus, the Mus Umare, it only is like a vision. Domed, the Mus comes in with Domed, similar, I think it's a vision of it. Venir Lanu Eretz, what's Yichud Tata? The Venir Lanu Eretz is Shemayim Chol Abruim Bechinus Yash V'Dover. What is the Inyan of the Musenu? It's a vision. What's the vision? It seems to us that the world looks like it's real. It is actually something separated from Hashem. But reality is the world is only a locus. There's no Hashem, doesn't change. And the same way you existed before the world was created, Hashem, you exist after the world was created, meaning nothing changes in Hashem. And everything compared to Hashem is nothing. But it appears, in other words, like again, it's an appearing, a vision, that it looks like the world is real. So the Musenu is the lover of Yichud Tata. What is the definition of Yichud Tata? Yichud Tata means the world exists, but it's bottled to Hashem. I have my own will, but I give up my will for your will. But Samenu, he says it's a higher level. Ubaching is Yichud Ilah, is a higher level of a Debishtur. Kamei Shuba'em is Kula Kamei Kulei Choshev. The way Taka world doesn't exist. From that level of Elokus, the only thing that exists, it's not a world that's bottled to Hashem. The only thing Lachatchila exists is only Hashem. That the person sees and realizes the same way Hashem was before the world, that only Hashem existed, same way, now there's no difference. And look what he says in Vinei, second column. Kach ole, so the pearl, Hashem created a person, Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. Meaning, Hashem created the person with both concepts. Yichud Tata and Yichud Ilah. Tzalmenu is Yichud Ilah, Kidmusenu is Yichud Tata. And he says, Kach ole Bitzen Livresadim Beis Bechinas Anau Tzelem and Dumuz. Why did Hashem have to create us in a way that we think world exists? Why didn't He create to reveal the truth? That's it. Ain't Mulvadei, and the only Hashem exists. He says, Ki ein melech b'layam dafka. Because you can't have a king without a nation. Like we learned many times, the definition of a nation is you can't be a king over your own children because they're an extension of you. You can only be on foreigners that subjugate themselves as subjects to the king. So Hashem wanted to be a king. In order to be a king, he can't have extensions of himself because that's himself. So he had to create a world that seems to be a separate entity, and this world subjugates itself to Hashem. And therefore, the person, the yid, can get from both levels, which is sevet kol almin, umen malu kol almin. Sevet yichud ilah, umen malu yichud tato. Lachain, how you call beis man beis masoyes. Therefore, the 42 journeys in the midbar was latzeis b'chinas Mitzrayim, to leave the level of Mitzrayim, which is meitzed ugvul, limitation and boundaries, which is the definition of klipa, and to transform from darkness to light, kol azayim midas upar the sehem, and all the midas and their details. In other words, the number 42 is the 7 midas times 6. In Anu B'chayach, which was written by Nechunya ben Akana, in Anu B'chayach, there's 42 words. Then you have at the end, you know, the Rosh HaTevis. So then there's another 7. So that makes it 49, like we do by Sfiras HaEmet. But the Membeis Masois, why were there 42? Because that, why not 7 times 7? I don't know. But here it's 7 times 6, that you transform the 7 Midas of evil, of Midbar, into Kedusha. Liyas L'cho Hashem Agdula. That it should be the level of L'cho Hashem Agdula, which is the level of L'cho Dafka. To you, Dafka, meaning the level of Bittul, Alocha Hashem Amamlocha, that even the level of Malchus, which is what created the world, is also Lecha. It's also your Bittul. Shebchinus Amalchus, Shudvar Hashem, which is the word of Hashem, Yebizgalus Erdasara Maimonis, that it should be a revelation of Elokus, and not in a way of Naloma of silence. Okay, so again, what's the purpose of the Membeis Masois? A Jew to leave all the limitations and boundaries and to transform the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. What?
Is it that they're elevating
the 7 into 6? Or you only elevate? No, he says now, Lefi Shekol Midah Klula Mishisha, every Mid is composed of 6. Lachain, Hamaspor Masois, and Bermisper Membeis of the Shem Anu Machayah. Sheesh b'zayim psukim, okay, that has 7 psukim. Uvachol pasuk shisha tevis. V'ashem anal ubchinas aliyah mimata lemaila. Okay, so he says like this: the 42 journeys is the 7 midas, each one composed of 6. I guess the number is because the midah itself doesn't need to be included, because like chesed of chesed doesn't need to be included because that's chesed and gvura. Whatever.
Well, Malchus,
you don't. No, yeah. Well, Malchus of each sphere. Each one of the 7 spheres is one has Malchus. Now, so therefore he said like this. How do we have the koyach to do the 42 masois of transformation? He said that was Ayde Meisha V'Aden Dafka. Through Meisha and Aden. Ki Meisha V'chines Yichud Ilom. Because Meisha is the level of Yichud Ilom. Right? By Moshe Rabbeinu, Chobesi Nemen, who Isha Olekim, complete Bittul. Lachain, Nikra Moshe, therefore he's called Moshe, Min Amayim Ishi Sihu. Okay? So it's an interesting thing. This is a famous question of Mefarshim, as Daskin Balatesis asks, who gave him the name Moshe?
Bacha.
Bari's daughter. Bisya, Basya, whichever way you pronounce it. Yeah? Lachaira, she didn't speak Hebrew. So how did she call Moshe ki min amayim ishi siu? That's Lashon Kodesh. Okay? So Daskin Balatesis says in Shmois over there, he says she called him an Egyptian name, which in Hebrew means Moshe. But here the Alter Rebbe is saying no. Why was he called Moshe? L'chaya hayotzarech l'kreisi masli b'loshin ovad. He's not asking about the Hebrew. Min amayim ishisiyu means I drew in past tense out of the water. See, she had been called Moshui past tense. Moshe is present tense. If she called him the name Moshe, let's say she called him Hebrew. Why not? Some before she answered, because she knew Hebrew from the Jews. So if she called him Moshe, which is present tense, why didn't she call him Min amayim ishisiyu? She should have called him Moshui.
Umal Moshe Loshinova, Heva.
So he says, she, the name is Ayichud Ilah. She Tomid Nimshach V'God Lohorev Amshach M'chinus Erein Sof. Baruch, meaning, he is constantly being drawn from the water. That means he is constantly revealing the level of Yam, of the hidden worlds, of Seviv Kol Alma. Liyaz Mamalukov said, the Dolly Dolly Lonu, Bora Nal Ein, Alakatiba Maimi Kanuis. And this revelation of Hashem is only like a drop of water in the whole ocean system. That everything is considered like nothing compared to Elukus. He gives another aspect. Tipa, a drop of water, is round. When you take a drop of water with a drop and put it down on the paper, it's round. Shiagula kamekin. Why? Because the tipa is from the ocean, which is basically makifim, makif level, because it's coming from Alma Diskasia. It's coming from the hidden world, which is basically not revealed. In fact, last day by the class we were learning that where do the Yidden get the koyach to go through the membeis masois? This is not this maimer, it's a different maimer of Alter Rebbe. Because it says, Vayichtev Meisha, es meitzo'eihem lemaaseihem, ve'elemaaseihem lemeitzo'eihem. Okay? So it says, L'cheire, Meisha bein starts, motzo'eihem lemaaseihem, and then he says, ve'elemaaseihem lemeitzo'eihem. He reverses the order. So we learn, the Rebbe explains in the Sicha, but it's maimer also. But the bottom line of it is that Moshe Rabbeinu was mamshich motzo ehem, the source of the neshama, the origin of the neshama, into masem, into the journeys of life, for the Jew to be able to overcome the nachas sod of the akrov, and through that, through elam masem, then you go back limitzo ehem, you go back to the source where the neshama comes from, plus. So, how could Moshe Rabbeinu do this? Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu gives the koyach. He says, why could Moshe Rabbeinu do it? Because he comes from an amayim shisiyum. Moshe Rabbeinu's level is to reveal Alma Diskasya. He was drawn from the water. That means he revealed the level of mayim, of Alma Diskasya. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu has the ability, just like it says, how is Moshe Rabbeinu kisikna eved ivri? How can Moshe Rabbeinu bring das into Zer Behema? Right? So then, because Moshe Rabbeinu comes from a level which is super great.
And all the Moshe of generation
is the same. Every Moshe generation is the same. The difference is, though, so why are there different bodies? It should be one long Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem could have made Moshe Rabbeinu the same physical Moshe Rabbeinu still alive today. Because every generation has its own personal needs, like we learned in the Atta Tetzava. In Mordechai's generation, Mesidas Nefesh. And in that different generation, complaint, whatever it is, every generation demands a different Aveda. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe of the Jews in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu could not be the Rebbe of the Jews in the Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Yeshua had to become the next leader. But he was the neshama, Moshe Rabbeinu. But it had to be in a body called Yeshua, because the needs of the Jews in the Eretz Yisrael were different than the needs of the Jews in the Midbar. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be mamshich. He said, Me'ayin libasa. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be the leader of the Eden in Mitzrayim, in Eretz Yisrael, because that wasn't his avodah.
If constantly every second, drawn from water.
Mm-hmm. He's constantly revealing it. Rakshalaini Basar. Nirav and Nidmailam Liyashvidavat. And that's what they said. Dolly Dalalonu Dafka. It's interesting. This Yisra's daughters You know what the story of Moshe Rabbeinu went to the well to find the shidduch? And then the daughters of Yisro came and the shepherds threw them away. And Moshe Rabbeinu saved them. And then Yisro's daughter said to Yisro, "V'gam dolei dolo lanu." He drew water for us. Not only did he get rid of the anti-Semites, the guys that were stopping them, right? But gam dolei dolo lanu. He also drew water for us. What's the double expression, dolei dolo? Because the Meshes Aveda was in the two levels. Yichud Eilah. By the way, it's interesting. She Yichud Shebepash Shema Yisrael. She Yesh Begamkin Shis Taven. The Pasik Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad is 6 words. Baruch Shem Kveid Malchus Leilam Void also 6 words. But the Alter Rebbe on top of Shai Yichud Vamuna says, Lahavim Asher Kosev B'Zayar. And the top, even before Shari Yichud Vamun actually begins, the two lines in small print, it says to understand the whole Shari Yichud Vamun is to explain what it says in the Zohar that Shema Yisrael is Yichud Eilah and Baruch Shem is Yichud Tato. So he says, it also has 6 words, Shai Dei Yisbein is Yichud Eana, Yale V'Yagile B'chim V'Havda B'chol V'Alcha B'Shnei Yitzrecha, to transform again the six spheres, you know, the seventh composed of six, the Sabcha Kolamidas Hashem Levadi, and then the Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, Ava Loshin Ava, which is a level of desire, like the Maggid said. The Ahavta doesn't only mean you should love. Ava comes from the word Ava, which means desire. You should desire Hashem. Sheachavtein or Tzeinen Sheavai Elokecha. B'chinas Gili V'Imcha Leichavatzti. Okay. So he says like this. What's the avodah of the Membeis Masois to transform the level of Klipa to Kedusha? Okay? That is accomplished through Moshe Rabbeinu, who comes in Amayim Mishisihu, who is Mamshir, that level of Kedusha to the Yidden, and therefore they're Eiv Davdekoyach to overcome this level of Midbar. You see, he says in Beis, Vinei, but me, the Ava v'Chesed, in the attribute of Ava and Chesed, Nichol gam kemidus gvura v'yira. Okay, like we know, Chesed has in it, Chesed sheba Chesed, gvura sheba Chesed. Okay, now Ava, Chesed is Ava, and Yira is gvura, or gvura is rather Yira, which means Yira is Chet. Sheyori lenafshi, the person's afraid of his soul, shalei lipari miyuchudiv achdusi, not to separate himself from Hashem's oneness, Aidei shum ched v'ovid, through any sin or aveda, afilu isekal shedivreim, even a rabbinic sin that's not a major sin. Kevin is sechem avdilim. V'gam kolu, but not only does chesed have gvura, but it also has the level of rachamim. Shaidei is bein in a sanal. By meditating what he said before about the word kedusha and einayid milvadi and all that, me'er gam kin rachamim rabim. You also awaken the level of mercy. I'll need to sell, of course, on the godly soul that gives life to him. Eich sheyorda mata mata. The way this godly soul came from such a high place to such a low place. See, he says like this. What's the avodah of the Jew? The avodah of the Jew is to elevate the midas, meaning, ava, to love Hashem, that your only desire is to be close to Hashem. Then you have Yira, which means you're pashut afraid, pashut like you're afraid to put your head, to throw yourself into the fire. You're afraid to do a sin because that's killing you. And then you have the level of Teferes, Rachamim, which the person awakens mercy on himself, meaning he has pity on the neshama that fell from such a high place of Elokus, all the way down into the slow physical body. So when a person meditates into Ava, Yira, and Rachmim, so that's the way they transform the world into the level of Kedusha. They transform Midbar Ha'amim. And he says, Ki Yaakov Chavon Nachlosi, because Yaakov is the rope of Hashem's inheritance. The Yisrael, Olu B'machshav, the Yidin come not only from Dibur. All creations in the world came from Dibur, except Neshamas alu b'machshava. Neshamas come from dibur, from machshava. Yard the lislabish b'guf and nefesh shachiyunis, and it comes into the physical body. Lidik v'lachshiv v'chol enyoni haguf parnasa v'taybis, to deal with all physical, you know, parnasa, families, problems, etc. Uknira b'chush, like we say, telling this. Shadam yoshin ein leshum taiga. Not talking until you fall asleep. Once you fall asleep, you have no problems. When you're sleeping, everything's good. It says, Shadim Yasha ain lo shum daiga. Uvisaidim Mishinasi says, can you wake up? All your problems come back. You say kola daigas. And he says, that's the level of Rachel lifnei geizazel. Rachel before the shearing, meaning, Shemchin, if the neshama enim slabish beguf. The neshama itself, taka yichayi chida, doesn't come into the body. Ki ma'adis mu'atis bechina sidus. Only the level of sidus, kodoh shayadei shemi'ida beguf. Through this, that it shines into the body, ayidei zaguf cheshiv amamik binyonim gashmi. It starts meditating into physical things, and that's the level Gezazel. Therefore, the person meditates like this. My neshama comes from such a high place. It comes into such a low place, where all it worries about is gashmistika problems, concerns, challenges, whatever. He says, Ilazais, Harachamanes Gedela Ma'ed al Nitsa Salukus. And therefore, it's taka big pity on my neshama. Now, what does Rachmanis do? Like we learned many times, the pasuk says, "Yaakov Ashepodas Avraham." Yaakov redeemed Avraham. Yaakov never redeemed Avraham Avinu. You know, Yaakov, Avraham Avinu redeemed Lot, he redeemed Sarah, whatever. Yaakov never redeemed Avraham. What do you mean, Yaakov Ashepodas Avraham? So, Siddur explains. Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya that Yaakov is the attribute of Rachmanis. Avram is the attribute of Ava. Now, sometimes when the Ava of the Neshama comes into the body, it gets buried. The Ava Hashem gets buried. It's in jail. It's captured. So what do you do? How do you redeem that level of Ava that's in jail? You have to awaken the love. What awakens love? Rachmanis. Like we learned many times, a person has rachmanis on somebody, it actually stimulates a love to the person. Therefore, we will mention many times, social workers end up a lot of times marrying or falling in love with their clients. Why? Because they have rachmanis on them, and that awakens the level of love. So what's the avod of rachmanis on the neshama? You meditate into the greatness of Hashem with Ava. You meditate into the greatness of Hashem Yira that you don't want to rebel against Hashem. But what happens? It doesn't work. It still doesn't work. You didn't turn on the Ava yet. So then the next step is, like he says, like we say in Davening, Berachamech HaRabim, Rachem Aleinu, we say, Hashem, Rachamech HaRabim, your godly Rachmanis, the infinite level of Rachmanis, Ki Ein Lanu Hasago Tfisa Beit, in the level of a lukus that we can't understand at all. But therefore, we can't even understand Hashem's rachmanis. In other words, what we think we have pity, that's a limited pity. That's a limited rachmanis. Hashem's rachmanis is infinite rachmanis. And therefore, we say to Hashem right before Shema. One second, like we learned. First you do Sukkot Zimra, then you do about the Malachim. And if that doesn't work, what do we say right before Shema to come to the Ohafta? Your level of mercy, not our limited level of mercy. Hashem, and your infinite level of mercy, have rachmanis on us. What?
So first we try to arouse our ahavas Hashem.
That's Pesukah de Zimra. No, that's the end result.
No, that's what we try first. That's what you said.
Now first.
If it doesn't work.
No. First, you try to stimulate Avim Psukkah de Zimra, meditating in how great Hashem is, that even the Nefesh HaBamis can understand it. Then you go To the second level, you tell the Nefesh HaBamis, Malachim Eskring Kodesh Baruch, meaning the source of Nefesh HaBamis comes from the junk of the Ifanim. So you tell the Nefesh HaBamis, you know, your own source is screaming Kodesh and Baruch. And if that doesn't help, then you try the Rachmanis tactic.
Would you see that in davening?
Right before Shema, you see Avinu Avraham Rachman.
But that's Hashem's Rachmanis.
Yeah.
We said, first I have to arouse my own Rachmanis.
No, not my own Rachmanis. First we have to awaken our Avis Hashem and Yiras Hashem.
If that doesn't help,
then we say to Hashem, my Rachmanis is not going to work anywhere.
Which one is Arachmanis?
Arachmanis is no Aveda. It doesn't work. That's the level, but we're telling Hashem we are so low that we need your Rachmanis to get us out. Arachmanis is not going to do it.
So how is Hashem's Rachmanis going to arouse my eye?
Because Hashem can, Hashem's Rachmanis is so infinite, but it can even arise. And wake up the Ava, the Neshama, which is completely engulfed and enslaved and captured by the Nefesh HaBamis.
Seems like mitzad Avida, it's much more attainable for me to arouse my own Rachmanis, to arouse my Ava.
No.
To rely on Hashem.
That's not true. It's very easy. Even Arachmanis, you first have to realize where the Neshama comes from. And how low it fell. With all due respect to everybody, including myself, to the ultimate degree, we don't fathom and we don't even think about how great the Neshama is, and we definitely don't realize how low we are.
So that doesn't work. Trying to
No, it's not gonna work. Because without meditating into the greatness of Hashem, you don't have any conception where the Neshama comes from.
Okay, so
and then you definitely don't know how low we are.
So then we go to Hashem and say, okay,
after we try our Ava and our Yirda and the source, then it still doesn't work. We say, God, listen, I tried my best.
So then Hashem does a miracle?
Hashem does a miracle. He awakens us with His infinite Rachmanis. Sometimes we're a vessel. Yeah, but it doesn't work anyway. Sometimes we're a vessel for it. Sometimes, usually we're not.
So moments before Shema, where we need Ahas Hashem in order to say Shema, we ask Hashem turn it on, and that's the best.
And we're still not turned on. You know why? I'll tell you why it doesn't turn on. Because we don't mean it. We don't mean it.
But really, when we say that, we mean that Arachmanis should arouse Arachmanis.
No, that's not what we're saying. We don't say I should have Arachmanis on myself. You know why we don't have Arachmanis on ourselves? Let me tell you a little secret later. If we would have Arachmanis on ourselves, we wouldn't be acting the way we act. We would be infinitely better. Because if we realize, and therefore there's a halach in the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, which is, explains why there's a chiyuv to learn chassidus before davening. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that there's an obligation before davening for a person to meditate, but gadlus sakel v'shiflus sa'odam. It's a halachic obligation. You have to meditate, questions for how long, into the greatness of Hashem and lowness of man. Not we think how great Hashem is, because if we realize how great Hashem is, we wouldn't have our own desires that contradict what Hashem wants us to do. And we talk, don't feel our low hour. We think we're great. Bottom line. So of course the Rachmanis is not going to work. How can the Rachmanis work if you don't mean it?
But we are great. We're here. Learning.
We're great. That's for somebody else to think about you. Not to think about yourself, though.
So one side of my family.
Very hard to see.